Dan Rice has traveled the length of Route 66 over 24 times. It might surprise people that his original inspiration for traversing the nearly 2,500 miles was a character on the show Happy Days. Dan's story and his unique career is next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Dan Rice says he was traveling Route 66 before he ever knew what highway numbers meant.
In the summer times, when I was out of school, I would stay with my grandparents in Chicago, and in the mornings we would walk with him to work, my grandmother and I. So we were always walking on Route 66. Well, I didn't even know what a 66 was in those days.
He soon realized the magic of that 8-state route.
My grandfather one day explained to me that this road that starts right here in Chicago actually ends out in Los Angeles where Fonzie lives. And I thought that was the coolest thing. The Fonz was the rage, and I wanted to meet the Fonz, so I knew I had to get to the end of that road.
In 1985, Dan and his father drove from Chicago to New Mexico, where his grandparents were wintering. It was the year Route 66 was decommissioned, and it was his first trip on the highway. He fell in love with the people and places on the route, and today he has a kinship with folks all across the nation. It's hard to name a favorite spot, but he does have a very unique tie to the menu at one restaurant.
The Midpoint Cafe is a favorite stop of mine. The woman there that owns that actually uses lemons off of my lemon tree in California to make her lemon pies. And her place is famous for something called Ugly Crust Pies. So we make sure to see her. I've traveled it 26 times. I still haven't seen everything.
So how long does it take to drive from Chicago to Santa Monica on Route 66?
The first thing you have to know is that Route 66 is not meant to be traveled quickly. I've done it fast just to see how fast you can cover the distance. The fastest I've ever done it was about 40 hours. That is not the way to see Route 66 because it's all a blur.
His favorite trip on Route 66 took 3.5 weeks. You can find Dan on Santa Monica Pier at his shop called 66 to Cali. His book, End of the Trail, chronicles his life and love for the road. Traveling the countryside in Santa Monica, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.